Yeah. This is Bud Light and Sunshine with your host, Matt Post, and I'm joined by a special guest today, Professor Alexander Brown.
Hello. How's it going?
Really like to be able to have Professor Brown with us today. I got a nice list coming up and pretty excited about it, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited.
So I guess our first song is They're There by the Wonder Years. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, sure. The Wonder Years is an interesting band. They're actually from the Philly area, and they're one of these bands that's been around for a really long time, but every time they put out a new album, there's something new to their sound that's really great. They put on an excellent live performance, and I've seen them a number of times in the Philly area and kind of outside as well. So, yeah.
Very cool. I just found them yesterday because Professor Brown sent me the list, so let's take a listen and enjoy.
You're just trying to read, but I'm always standing in your light. You're just trying to sleep, but I always wake you up to apologize.
Wow, that was sick. So, you were just telling me about it. You said you know the drummer in that band? Or
not this one. No.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Wonder Years is just one of these bands that, me as an elder emo kid, basically, the Wonder Years is one of those bands that sustained us through the sort of dry time for the genre, you know. So, it's been nice to see them kind of keep pumping out great music for, 15, 20 years, so.
Wow. I mean, for some of our listeners, that's pretty much how old they are.
Yeah, well, one day you'll be old too, I promise.
Yeah, I guess. Up next is a song. As always, I'm a huge Bleachers fan, so it wouldn't be our last show this semester if we didn't include the Bleachers. So this is Burn Your Life Down by the Bleachers off of Tara and Sarah present the Con X covers. Let's listen.
Tell me that you know another way to get it done. It's not me, how I would be, but it's a different situation, different situation. Just staring at the ceiling above. pieces of it out. It's such a waste of all your time. You'll keep on fighting to remember that nothing is lost in the end. Until you burn, burn, burn your life down. Go on and burn, burn, burn your life down. Get me to the door, out of bed, on the track, I'm not sure how. About starting over, but it's a different situation, a different situation for me. You wake up in the night and refuse to be afraid of them now. Unfolding pieces of it faster, don't you waste all your precious time. And you've been planning to remember this, so nothing will be lost in the end. Then you burn, burn, burn your life down. Then you burn, burn, burn your life down. And if I break my heart around it, if I break my heart around it, if I break my heart around it. Break my heart around it. If I break my heart around it. If I break my heart.
That was Burn Your Life Down by the Bleachers off of the Tegan and Sarah Present the Con 10 covers. I called it Con X covers earlier, and I just want to apologize for that. That was dumb. So, yeah. What do you think? Anything?
Oh, yeah. Jack Antonoff's great, you know. I saw a thing on TikTok. Someone was talking about his songwriting, and I don't know. I can't really speak to the accuracy of this quote, but apparently he's very chorus-focused.
Yeah.
You know, your verse can be as long and detailed and specific as you want, as long as your chorus is 100% universal, and that's what they do so well. You know, it's great.
It's so cool, and I mean, like, that's so true in so many of his songs. I like, especially his recent project, Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. Almost any of the kind of, like, fun and happy songs have those really neat, like, catchy choruses, and then, like, the slower kind of ballads also have really interesting kind of, like, his one song, 91, with the guitar part. Like, I think about that every time, the chorus being the guitar there.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to introduce our next song?
Yeah, so this next one is by a band that's very close to my heart. They're called Dim. And a good friend of mine is the drummer in this band. They're based out of Atlanta. As it turns out, this next song, I was lucky enough to be able to track some saxophone for these guys on. And so you'll hear that in the chorus and in the outro. This one's called Start Over Again.
Let's listen.
Off the album From Dark to Light We'll See, which just came out this year.
Let's take a listen.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Start Over Again by Dim. You're right. I heard their sax on the end. That there was that one point, I think towards the second or third chorus, where it just kind of goes up a little bit.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
Yeah, it's that was all done remotely. So there's a studio that they work with down there in Atlanta, and that's called Space Jockey Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so basically, that was recorded. The saxophone part was recorded at my house, in the Lehigh Valley. But they cut that album last year. They're a really great bunch of guys. And wow, Matt Mulkey's vocals are amazing.
Oh right? My God! Like, yeah, how could you beat that?
Yeah, he's so good.
What was it like recording remotely? Is that different than kind of recording at the studio? Like,
yeah, it is. And I think the drummer in this band, Dim, he actually is in a band with me. So we actually do all of our writing remotely.
Okay.
That process is really interesting. And there are some tools online that let you do it, but it's still pretty much asynchronous. Mm-hmm. And so, you would have to ask, our producer down there at Space Jockey Sound, Jeremy Nichols, for my band, and also I think he produced this Dim record, and I think he would say that anytime you have to pass stuff back and forth, it's a little bit harder because, the producer's input in terms of takes and feel and stuff is a little bit less immediate, right? The feedback between artist and producer and recording engineer is a little bit delayed there, so that can get a little strange, but from what I can tell, I wasn't there, but I think these guys had an awesome time recording that record, so... It really turned out well.
Yeah. I mean, if Start Over Again was any tell, like, that sounds like it's a good album. I got to check it out tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Up next, we've got a song by the 502s, who's recently become TikTok famous. This is a pretty fun song, a little folksy. Everything I see about them, they've got a lot of fun in them, which if anyone knows me, knows that I love to hear artists have fun and share that with everyone. So again, this is According to Me by the 502s off their album Because We Had To. Let's listen.
Thank you. you're too young to know what you want, and I'm too young to know what you're not. So forget the words, let's just get lost in our thoughts. There's too much to say and not enough time in our days.
So, Professor Brown, what did you think of According to Me? You like? Was it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I love the banjo part. You know, a lot of times when you're hearing banjo, it's like really fast finger picking, or, you know, what do they call it, claw hammer style, and that strummed banjo that's kind of panned right. It's there. You notice it. It's got this percussive feel, but it's like, you know, not... It's not too much.
Yeah, know? It doesn't feel like a gimmick. That. It feels like natural in this case.
Yeah, exactly. And that that arrangement too, you know, with the single trumpet, that trumpet adds a lot of color, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of sonic, you know, sort of texture to that arrangement that I like a lot. Yeah.
It's super cool. Well, that was According to Me by the 502s off their album Because We Had To. Up next, Professor Brown has personal connection here, so I'll let him introduce it.
Yeah, so it's like I'm just picking songs for my buddies, but it's okay, because this next song is by a band that I really have a very, very strong connection to. The guys in the band are good friends of mine, and actually 10 years ago, almost, well, 9.5 years ago, two members of this band actually played at my wedding during the cocktail hour, an acoustic set. So, yeah, the band's music has evolved since 2006 when they kind of were formed. They're from Maryland originally, and they've been through all kinds of stuff, lineup changes, life changes, and their sound just keeps evolving. And so, yeah, this is a song called Blind Ambition by a band called The Dangerous Summer, and it's off their album Mother Nature, which came out in 2019, I think. So, yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, that was sick.
Yeah, it's a great song, isn't it?
Those drums, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, yeah. The drum part on that is amazing. So yeah.
Yeah, man. I was
so hard.
I can't even imagine. Like, I can barely keep enough rhythm to do hand chimes in high school. Like,
yeah. I think it takes a lot. I mean, I wouldn't know, but I think it takes a lot to be a very good drummer. I mean, you look at some of these drummers that are real masters, like that particular gentleman there. He's, just so technical and so on point all the time. Just really awesome to listen to.
There's nothing better than listening to a true artist of their craft do something. Like,
for sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Up next, we've got a fun song, something completely different. Calling All the Angels with Quinn 92 by Chelsea Cutler off of her single, Calling All the Angels. It's a fun song. Came out in September. I really liked it personally because it came out the day I got out of quarantine after having COVID. So it's a very upbeat kind of song, and I was feeling pretty upbeat that day. So can't beat it. Let's take a listen.
More, get your mind made up. Don't wanna fight, it's alright, but I wish you'd listen to me. You hear a voice, yeah, it's noise that you're not enough. I know you're scared of the past, but it don't mean you can't be free.
That was Calling All Angels by Chelsea Cutler with Quinn 92. Personal fan of mine, and if I could ever have one artist be my friend and play at my wedding, I hope it would be Quinn 92.
Nice.
I mean,
that's great.
How could you not, like, I don't know if you know him at all, but he's a larger gentleman like myself, and he's kind of emblematic of dad energy. Like,
oh, nice. Yeah.
Just someone you want to be your friend. One of my favorite things about that part, that song, is when Quinn 92, like, comes in at the very end of it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's a little bit funkier than the rest of the song, and it's just super neat.
Yeah, that change of pace is key, right? You got to keep your listeners engaged, and you got to make sure you're delivering the message in a way that's both familiar and unique. Yeah.
That was very meaningful. That was, it was deep.
That's how the job is done.
up next, we've got a song by Pine Grove. Anyone that listened to last week's episode knows that we listened to Morning Time by Pine Grove. And so, Dr. Brown, you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, sure. So Pine Grove is one of these bands that has kind of that Midwest emo style, but also some folk elements. And they just, like, again, an old millennial emo kid, like, we grew up listening to, like, you know, Bright Eyes starting in the late 90s. Conor Oberst was like a child when he started Bright Eyes, right? And so that whole Saddle Creek crew, that sort of neo-folk kind of thing, was really a return to the kind of sort of political, like angsty punk rock ethos
mm-hmm.
that, you know, a lot of people felt kind of faded and fizzled a little bit by the early 2000s. People weren't writing as much political music. You know, Rage Against the Machine had broken up, Refused had broken up. All the people in who were like carrying the punk rock torch were kind of like doing a little bit less, and the music that was getting popular was a little bit less political. And so bands like Bright Eyes and the whole Saddle Creek crew at that time were super important to people who really felt punk rock on sort of a spiritual level. But the music was very different. But, you know, honestly, in terms of song structure, chords, and harmonic devices, that sort of folk rock and punk are pretty similar. And so in Pine Grove, you hear a lot of that folk influence, all country kind of thing, but also a lot of, you know, like major nine chords and things like that you would really hear a lot in emo, which is really cool. And I love their sound. They're insane live. Like, they're just so good. I've seen them a bunch of times, and I can never get enough of their sound. You'll hear in this song, Need, the pedal steel guitar, which mm-hmm. happens to be my favorite instrument. I'm not allowed to have one at home because they take too much room. And I don't have any more space in my office, as anybody who has been there knows. But yeah, I love that instrument. And when it's played well, it's just, it makes you like just bleed inside. It's just so beautiful. So listen for that here near the end of this one. It's called Need by Pine Grove off of their Amperland New York compilation. Yep.
Let's listen. Too much. wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, that was cool. Yeah, state again. Steel pitch guitar?
Pedal steel guitar.
Pedal steel.
Yeah, so the fun thing about this album is that I believe it was all recorded kind of live as full band in the house that the band rented. So the story goes that they rented this house for years and years and years, and then they decided to move it in a different direction with recording or whatever. They actually have a new album coming out this coming year. I don't know a lot about it, but this one was like their final last-ditch recording in this house, and they made a movie. So you can actually on YouTube watch it, and it's the whole, whatever the album is, like an hour and a half of all their best songs, and the performances are just electric, and the pedal steel in particular in that song is just gorgeous. I love it.
That's so cool. There's nothing better than like being able to know fun stories like that behind the music.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, because it gives you a little bit of context, right? Like where the artist's head was at and all that stuff. And it's good to, you know, get your own stuff out of a song. And I know people who've written songs and then someone tries to like interpret it and they're like, well, that's not what I had in mind. But that's, you know, once the song is kind of written and recorded and released, it's kind of in a way not yours anymore, mm-hmm. you know, which is interesting. I've heard a few people say that, and you know, I get that. It's like a lot of art, right?
I mean, like I even think about it with something like so tangible, like code. Like,
yeah,
I was working on a probability project this past week, and someone released the Pinochle simulator, and like to have that even as just a reference point, like that was life giving.
Yeah,
and right. Like for you as a musician, like to see your, to hear your student, even your students, like listen to your music occasionally, like. Is that some way of kind of like, how does that make you feel as an artist?
Well, that's a good question. So my own music doesn't get listened to a whole lot, but yeah, when people say that they've listened to it, it's a lot of feelings, right? Like it's this mix of pride and anxiety and you know, joy and fear. So yeah. I can only speak from a very, very limited sort of lens in that regard. But yeah, I feel that way with exams too, actually. When mm-hmm. I release an exam and I have people take it, I want to know what they thought, you know. I want to know how it, if it affected them and how, and hopefully it was positive. So that's kind of how I approach everything that I create, you know, tangible or musical or whatever.
That's super cool. Well, hopefully the controls exam on Friday, tomorrow will be a positive experience for everyone.
Yeah, hope so.
Up next, we've got a song I played a couple times before, but it's hard to beat it. It's one of my favorites. This is All the Debts I Owe by Camp off of their, I think, debut album, Camp. One of the things just to listen for in this one is just kind of like the emotion. There's a line towards like the two-thirds of the way through the song, and there's this line where it's like, I know you'll miss me, I'm only 50. And you can just hear the main artist, like the main singer's emotion and kind of heartbreak in that. So take a listen and keep an ear out for that. Let's hear.
Honey, honey, get the kids in the car now. Put the cash in the trunk, get the keys, let's go. Hit the biggest bank in Chicago. Brought it out with the thieves you know. Remember the thing that I told you 3 years, 2 months ago. I promise I'll be right behind you, but you're gonna die if you don't hit the road. Keep your lights down, keep your voice down low. Wear your head down, whichever way you go, and I'll meet you tonight. Three kids in the back of a cab. She said, come here and kiss your wife. And I know you're real mad at me, you're on your way to some kind of life. Daniel, John, and Abby promised me to treat your mother nice. Keep your lights down, keep your voice down.
whichever way you go. And I meet you in Idaho.
I love that line at the end. Like, there's nothing that beats it where you can just, you come, I think it's a bridge is what it's called.
Yeah.
And you just come out of the bridge and the main artist rips that where it's like, I know you'll miss me. I'm barely 50. Like, I, when I first listened to the song over the summer, I was going on a walk. Like, I just stop in my tracks. I'm like, oh, wow. That's.
Yeah. It's when music affects us that physically, you know, it's like, it's amazing. And, make like those moments are like the thing that you shoot for, right? Is to really affect somebody with your art, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, I think about, like, some of my friends who are English majors or poets or even just, like, myself as, like, an ME, like, to do something in a way, like, my little Zumos piece of art because it's fun and it's cool to show.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, like, to be able to show to my classmates or my my fraternity brothers, like, oh, my robot can follow a line autonomously. Like, it brings a level of joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you, but hopefully also for others, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this in seniors on the idea of a race car, a battle bot, anything being an inspiration for the next generation.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Up next is a fun little song. Again, channeling my millennial sisters and my Gen X parents, I believe. This is Daylight by Matt and Kim. I don't like this version of the song as much. There's an artist back in Baltimore who one of the guys I went to high school with was really good friends with to do a cover of this and, like, use Baltimore-specific language, which is pretty neat. But
wow, yeah.
Not on Spotify, unfortunately, so we'll have to stick to the original. This is Daylight by Matt and Kim off their album Grand. Let's listen.
Just half of the sunburn,
the yellow light that I
the nighttime.
I mean, it's a classic.
How can you, what a classic.
How can you not like it? And I mean, all I could think about while we were listening to it was like, oh man, this will be a perfect sound for my Zumo TikTok that's coming later tonight.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know, the thing about that song is the chorus, the syncopation in the chorus is what gets me every time, right? Mm-hmm. You got this driving beat, and then the kind of melody is simple, but rhythmically there's just a lot. There's a lot to unpack, right, about what's going on. So catchy. Love it.
Oh, and I think that's one of the cool things, too, where I always forget it's like a full almost 3 minute song, but it feels so fast, too, yeah. Where it's like, cool, clap your hands and it's done.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to introduce our next song?
Yeah, so this next one, maybe you're getting the point now that I'm definitely like an emo kid at heart. This is a song by a guy named Jason Lancaster. Now, Jason Lancaster is he used to be in a band called Mayday Parade. In their earlier years, and I guess they were active in the mid-2000s. And then Jason had another band called Go Radio, which is excellent. This song here is a solo effort from Jason, and it's off his latest album, Good Things Only Happen If You're Good, and the song is called Good Things Only Happen If You're Good. Jason's an amazing vocalist and a really great songwriter, and yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Slow down, we've got forever.
take our time. And this town, it's got a lot to talk about, so take your time. We've got forever if we want.
Oh, Professor Brown and I, sorry about the little delay there. We're just talking about the halftime bridge.
Oh yeah, man. It's kind of like a breakdown. So, if you're familiar with metal or metalcore or hardcore, that's kind of a device they use a lot, right? Where you drop to halftime and it just like hits so hard. And so it's common in pop punk and emo as well. And it's like so effective, right? It breaks up the kind of fast sort of frantic feel of a song. And it just makes you feel this resolution that's just like a catharsis on every level, right? And it's so good. And then you're ready for that last chorus, right? You're ready for it to pick back up.
Well, and I mean, too, I think about, like, with me, like, this kind of, like, this, like, punk, is that the right kind of terminology for this type of music?
Yeah, it was in the right family, right?
So, like, this kind of punk music we've been listening to today, it's like, when we hear those, like, halftime bridges, it's like, oh, wait, this actually means something. It's not just music. And you mm-hmm. can... And then it, like, tunes back in for me, like, there's a story to tell here and listen to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Right. So now time for something completely different. This is Your Belgian Things by the Mountain Goats. I talked about this last week, but the main artist of the Mountain Goats is a really interesting dude. He was on the podcast called Duet with Spotify, where he and Jack Antonoff got on and kind of talked about stories of heartbreak and kind of writing through that. And so this is one of the neat ones where he kind of, in his own way, talks about heartbreak and kind of like the loss of someone's physical possessions as they leave. So let's take a listen and see what it looks like.
Here to get your Belgian things. They'll store them for you in an airplane hangar. There's guys in biohazard suits, mud caking on their rubber boots. They've come to keep your pretty things from danger. The men were here to get your Belgian things. They'll spend the whole day hauling them downstairs. I shot a roll of 32 exposures. My camera groans beneath the weight it bears. I can see you in my sleep, playing the points for all your worth, walking gingerly across. The men were here to get your Belgian things. They waltzed right through the door and went fluorescent. Their boots were black and shiny, and your treasures gleamed like stars. Bones from deep down in the Fertile Crescent. The arteries are clogging in the mainframe. There's too much information in the pipes. I saw the mess you left up in the east bedroom. A tiger's never gonna change its stripes. I guess, but Jesus, what a mess. One way in, no way out. Here to get your Belgian things, and only I was here to see them do it. I wish you had a number where you are. It's hard with no one here to help me through that. I can see you in my sleep, playing the points for all your worth, walking gingerly across the bruised earth.
I love that song so much.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That sure. One's like a that's a big study song also for me.
Gotcha, yeah. Like, makes sense.
Like going and working on like I have my Zumo project coming on or I should be working on shortly after this. I'll put on the Mountain Goats and like one of the things that's really nice about that band and kind of the acoustics there is you can hear the story, but it's got a pretty similar kind of rhythmic pattern like one song to the next. So it just feels like one long concert almost.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, I like it when people put an album together rather than putting together a collection of songs, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's always good.
Well, and I think that's one of the things, too, where, like, I've switched my personal, like, style of, like, discovering music from trying to make playlists and, like, tell a story there to, like, I'm going to clump together as many new songs as I can find. And then if I'm in the mood to, like, listen to a story, I'll listen to an actual album.
Yeah, I think that's... That's not as popular as it used to be to listen to whole albums. I mean, the thing about music now is it's like basically free, right? And you can just stream whatever you want, whenever you want. When I was a kid, you know, you had to wait on the radio for your song to come on and hit record on the cassette tape. And like that's how you like made your mixtape, right? And then you could listen to those songs. But it was like actually a lot of work to get from one song to the other. And then in the early days of like Napster and file sharing and stuff, it took hours to download one song, you know, and so it's just so immediate now. I think people are not as in tune with the album as an art form.
Well, and I can't imagine what it must feel like, too. Like, I had this experience because my parents didn't get satellite radio and streaming wasn't really around when I was a kid. To, like, I can imagine, like, being in the backseat of my dad's car and, like, listening to that one country song come on and realize for the first time, like, almost come to consciousness with music of like
for sure, yeah.
This is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to introduce our next song?
Yeah, sure. So this next song is by a band called The Commercials, and the funny thing about The Commercials is that when I was a kid, when I was in high school and middle school, I loved them. I went to see them, and basically, I was getting driven to shows, to performances at YMCAs, Presbyterian churches, like fire halls, VFWs. There's these all ages shows, and you had this mishmash of people and mishmash of different scenes because, you know, bands had to stick together. So people in the hardcore scene, people in the punk scene, people in the sort of you know, emerging emo scene, they kind of all played the same tickets. And I just loved this band, and the singer in this band is so excellent. And I actually got to know him years later, and he now lives in Austin, and the band's kind of spread out all over the place. Funny thing about the singer in this band, he's an ME.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an ME. But anyway, yeah, so they are actually playing a 25th anniversary show on New Year's Day in Harrisburg. So if you check them out on Instagram at The Commercials Official, you can actually find your way to tickets to that show. It'll be a good one. The song's called If I Don't Come Home Tonight, and I think it's off their 2006 album, The Summer Jams LP.
Let's listen.
Just to see you smile.
That was sick. I have loved the music you've put together today.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great song. And, you know, it's a little older, it's, you know, than some of the other stuff. I tried to keep it, you know, post-2010 for the most part here. But that song, I think that album was 2006. And so you kind of get a little bit of a throwback in terms of style. And you can kind of see the contrast between somebody in that sort of scene from a couple years ago versus back in 2006 and sort of how things have changed since then. So it's kind of neat. But that song is really well written, and it's, and you know, the vocal performance is great, right?
Oh, I mean, it's awesome. I think it steals the show in that song. Like,
yeah, it's great.
It's awesome. Well, Professor, thank you so much for joining me today. I'll be on for the next probably 15 minutes or so, but Professor Brown has to get going. So would you do us the honors and introduce your last song for the day?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and thank you for having me. I had a great time. So the last one I'd like us to listen to together is by a band called The Weaker Thens. And The Weaker Thens are similar sound-wise to Pine Grove, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Evan from Pine Grove considers John K. Sampson, who's the songwriter for The Weaker Thens, a big influence. And John K. Sampson is an interesting guy because he was actually, I think, briefly in a punk band called Propagandhi in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And his band, The Weaker Thens, I believe they were on Hopeless Records for a long time. And I think maybe that's not so anymore. But this song here is called Reconstruction Site, and it's off of the album of the same name. And it's a good one. Yeah.
Let's listen.
Well, I'm lost, I'm afraid. Rope tied down a leaky boat to the roof of a car on a road in the dark, and it's snowing. I'm more than it means less. Last call for happiness. I'm your dress near the back of your knees, and your slippers showing. I'm afloat in a summer parade, up the street in the town that you were born in. With a girl at the top wearing tulle, and a miss somewhere sash, waving like the queen. Just another word, I'm never certain how to spell. Go tell the nurse to turn the TV back on and throw away my misery. It never meant that much to me. It never sent a get well card. Like a bad joke somebody's uncle told at a wedding reception in 1972, where a little boy under a table with cake in his hair stared at the grown-up feet as they danced and swayed. And his father laughed and talked on the long ride home. And his mother laughed and talked on the long ride home. And he thought about how everyone dies someday. And when tomorrow gets here, where will yesterday be? And fell asleep in his brand new winter coat. Buy me a shiny new machine that runs on lies and gasoline. And all those batteries we stole from smoke alarms. And disassembles my despair. Never took me anywhere. It never once bought me a drink.
Well, Professor, I'm going to keep playing music for a little bit, but thank you again for joining me. It's been a pleasure. First and only guest of the semester. Hopefully, maybe if you didn't have too terrible of a time, you'll think about coming back next semester.
Yeah, maybe we can play some of my music next time. What do you think?
Can I have a little triangle and could I hit it off to the side?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again, Professor.
All right, no worries.
Up next, we'll be listening to Love You for a Long Time by Maggie Rogers. Oh, I love Maggie Rogers. How can you not, like, just vibe with anything she does? Like, she's awesome. And, like, she's good vibes. Great vibes, even. Up next, we're going to be... I'm going on the fly a little bit. I still want to play some more music, so we're just going to hang out a little bit. Yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to be playing She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones, which, you know, is a great song for anyone that's a Rolling Stones fan, or, more importantly, if anyone is a Ted Lasso fan, you'll know this one. Know this song from Roy Kent, the man, the myth, the legend. He's there. He's... Roy Kent. He's there. I can't remember how the song goes, but it's super catchy. He's here. He's there. He's blank. Everywhere. there it is. Which is pretty fun. But this song plays when Roy Kent comes and accepts the mantle of being a coach. And so it's pretty neat. One of the coolest songs. It's also a song about taking a risk and making the decision to just go for it at some point and accept what's coming. And so I was up late on Saturday night and I was listening to the song. And, you know, sometimes you just got to take a leap of faith. So this is She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. And let's listen. It's a very chilling end to the song, you know, with that violin bit going back and forth. It's just like, how could you not appreciate that? Especially after how happy and like fun the tune has been. Like, it's just interesting, you know? Music is whack, man. Absolutely whack. Up next, we are going to do a song that I am about to pick. We're just kind of going for it. Oh, I forgot to cue it up. That's why. Sorry, it's been one of those weeks, you know? It's been a long, long stretch. Sleep is not real. Time is not real. All we are is bodies moving through space and time. Up next is Renegade featuring Taylor Swift by Big Red Machine off of their single, Renegade featuring Taylor Swift. Let's listen.
Night, the shape of you was jagged and weak. There was nowhere for me to stay, but I stayed anyway. If I would have known how many pieces you had crumbled into, I might have let them lay. Are you really gonna talk about timing in times like these? And let all your damage me, and carry your baggage up my street, and make me your future. Somebody.
I love that song in a lot of, for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is, like, A, it's longer than your typical song nowadays. It's, well, it's pretty hefty. It's 4 minutes and 14 seconds, and that's pretty long for those of us with short attention spans. And it's also really nice, too, because it's, like, a really cool kind of vibe, and you just, you can't beat it. One of the nice things about one of the nice things with that song is kind of the back and forth between, I think it's the main artist, the Big Red Machine, and Taylor Swift, and just kind of this really natural kind of flow and the story they try and tell through their vocals. So, yeah, super neat. Up next, we're going to be listening to the Ted Lasso theme to kind of close us out by Jeff Tweedy. So this is different than the normal Ted Lasso theme song. This is... this one's a lot slower and a lot more, in a lot of ways, powerful in my mind. This is the last show this semester, and I just want to say, everyone listening, thank you. It's been really great to spend the semester kind of hanging out with you guys, playing music, having people like Professor Brown on, and shouting into the void. This has been really cathartic in a lot of ways, and it's been really special to be able to share with anyone that's been listening. So, as always, and until 2022... cheers to living forever and all those who can. Ted Lasso theme by Jeff Tweedy.
This might well be it. If you slow down for a second, take your time. You know I'm yours if you remember that you're mine. And when everybody's telling me I have no time, I'll prove them wrong again. Yeah, it might be all that you get. I guess this might well be it. Well, heaven knows I've tried. No, my hands won't be tied down, and I will not lay them down, 'cause I can finally see the truth. So simple but so clear, except in an ocean's depths, we're out of reach for me and you. If you're coming up for air, breathing in, you know I'll be there when you first begin. When everybody's telling us we have no time, we'll prove them wrong. Yeah, it might be all that you get. Yeah, I guess this might well be it. But heaven knows I've tried.
Thanks again, everybody. Peace and love. Happy holidays. Stay safe.